According to AmeriCorps' latest research, Utah was the state that saw the highest number of residents volunteering with nonprofits in their communities from September 2020 through 2021. Michael Smith with AmeriCorps says those in the Beehive State and across the country had to find innovative ways to give back to their communities during the height of the global COVID-19 pandemic. According to the data, about 40% of Utahns regularly volunteered with nonprofit organizations, which classifies as formal volunteering. Smith says that number jumped to 61% when looking at how folks from Utah helped in informal ways, such as doing favors for neighbors.
To put that in context, the number nationally was 23% for formal and 51% for informal. So those rates were pretty high. And it shows why we need to do this research. We need to study what was happening. What was the secret sauce?
The research is conducted every 2 years in a joint effort between AmeriCorps and the U.S. Census Bureau. Smith says the research showed cause for concern and celebration. For the first time since the agency started tracking the data in 2002, it saw a 7% dip in the number of Americans engaging in formal volunteering. He said informal help remained strong and steady. Smith says he was admittedly a bit nervous in receiving the numbers from the latest research, since he knew the COVID-19 pandemic would likely mean many were not able to volunteer as in previous years. He says AmeriCorps wasn't shocked to see a dip in formal volunteering, but it was greater than expected. At the same time, he says he was pleased to see that when the going got tough, Americans really showed up for one another.
Saw neighbors creating learning pods so that children of first responders could have a place to go and learn in a safe place. We saw, you know, folks saying, I'm going to the grocery store. Anyone who can't get out to the grocery store in my apartment building, I'll go and get that done.
Smith says he hopes formal volunteering will rise again, but says AmeriCorps will be looking at ways to remove barriers to get even more Americans volunteering and civically engaged. He says the need for volunteers within nonprofits is at an all-time high, which can also become a pipeline for employees in the social sector. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.